Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we will be having a discussion, as it were, between Patrick Jordan, the eminent authority on vaccines as bioweapons, and a medical doctor who is a proponent of the use of vaccines. We will open up the discussion with Patrick Jordan. Thank you, and thank you all for being here. I would like to begin with a series of questions to the learned doctor so that we can establish a baseline of facts from which we might have in common to draw our separate conclusions. As I like to say, I would rather argue about apples and apples, where the difference is only the variety, than apples and oranges, or in this case, apples and orangutans. So, Doctor, the first question would be about the nature of vaccination as it arose around the question of smallpox at the beginning of the 1800s, along with measles today, since Edgar March Cruikshank equated what Jenner was using from cows to be rinderpest, which is a form of bovine measles. That's preposterous. I never heard of such a thing. I haven't heard of what? Edgar March Cruikshank, who wrote History and Pathology of Vaccination in two volumes, or the bit about rinderpest? Neither. The whole thing is ludicrous. Where do you find such a thing? On the internet? No. Actually, I had access to the senior stacks at the University of Illinois at Urbana when I fell across the first edition print copies from 1889 in their catalog system. Well, then he must have been some kind of anti-vaxxer from that era. I really despise labels and find them infantile insults, but if we take your label at face value, he did indeed become an anti-vaccination hero. Professor Cruikshank was a bacteriologist who got his fame for discovering tuberculosis in the milk supply. Unfortunately, like all whistleblowers exposing crimes against humanity, he lost his job and his prestige for doing what any sane person would do. And what might that be? Well, when cowpox showed up again in England 100 years after they declared it eradicated, he simply went to investigate why. Turns out that cowpox had never gone away. The greedy farmers were covering up the fact that scabs and pus were still getting into the milk that was being supplied to cities. They were overt liars engaged in fraud. Funny thing, fraud and murder have no statute of limitations. I fail to see the relevance to our discussion. Well, for one thing, let me ask you, have you ever read anything in the literature that has an opposing view to vaccines? Why would I? The science is settled. There are no legitimate sources out there to consult. So, Professor Cruikshank, who is given national recognition for his work and used Jenner's own private communications to build a case against Jenner himself, is not legitimate? Who wouldn't know? I didn't read him. But then that's my point, isn't it? If you haven't read any works to the contrary, and you approach legitimate sources with prejudice, then how can you know anything? We have 222 years since Jenner that proves he was right. Okay, take your blood pressure meds. I'll take your starting point as your main premise. So here's something easy. Tell me exactly what smallpox vaccine was and how it works. That's easy. Smallpox vaccine is made up of the virus that, when inoculated into a healthy person, gives them immunity from a dread disease that scarred, disfigured, and killed millions of people. What virus? What do you mean? Are you one of those kooks that says viruses don't exist? No, I'm one of those kooks who insists that viruses do exist, but I want to know which virus you're talking about. The smallpox virus! But wasn't the smallpox vaccine made up of something else? Well, yes, of course. It was made from cowpox, which is a milder form of the disease, and they used that to protect the world from a killer scourge. Okay, you're saying that Jenner used cowpox to cure the world of smallpox. Yes, that's how it works. That's remarkable. So in the case of measles that I would like to get to in greater detail in a bit, would the same hold true for that? Could we in fact use chickenpox to inoculate someone to make them immune to measles? Of course not. What an absurd idea. You have to use the same organism to build immunity against the target disease. But, doctor, you just said that Jenner's invention was to use cowpox to cure smallpox. That's how it works. I'm sorry, I must be slow. So then, could we use German measles as an inoculation if we wanted to prevent regular measles? Are you serious? You have to use a measles vaccine for measles and a German measles vaccine for German measles. That's how it works. Sure, whatever. After all, you have an MD after your name and I'm just a farm boy. If you had studied this, you would have known. Okay, since we have to find some common ground, let's build on your premise. So tell me how a measles vaccine is made. The measles virus is isolated and cultured, and the results of those cultures are then delivered as the live attenuated form administered by injection to confer immunity. So this is all done under strict laboratory conditions with confirmation of the ingredients? Of course, this isn't some third world operation. What I'm getting at is if the vaccine vial says measles on the label, then you're getting live attenuated measles virus, right? Of course! Why do you keep harping on the same thing? How hard is it to understand the science of it? Well, I'm glad you at least recognize my difficulty, because in Jenner's time, although there were microscopes, they couldn't tell a microscope from their assholes, so there was no science of bacteriology, let alone virology. Say, do you know when the first electron microscope was invented? Not offhand. So, until 1931, there wasn't even a way to image a virus. But you, from your credentials and years of studying the history of this, I never said that. Of course you didn't. But you know that taking cowpox, that wasn't smallpox, from a pustule could wipe out a killer plague. You're trying to get me to repeat myself. History has proven that's how it works. But this is my dilemma. You also just said that you can't use German measles vaccine to cure measles, and you can't use chickenpox vaccine to cure measles, and that in the laboratory they use the most advanced equipment to ensure quality control that they, when they say that live attenuated measles virus is in there, that it's in there, right? Doctor? What's your point? No, what I'm getting at is this. What's your point? In an age when there was no microbiology, you are attempting to force me to believe that someone could take the pus from another person with cystic acne and scratch it into a baby and they would be immune to smallpox for life. I never said that. No, you didn't, but you said the equivalent. How do we even know that the blessed cowpox was even in the pus? Because they took it from cowpox pustules. I see. Glass of water for the doctor to help wash down that second dose of BP meds. But you see my problem, doctor? How did anyone in pre-technological times even know there was cowpox in that pus? Because they could tell the lesions just by looking at them. Doctor, do you know why they call it smallpox? An archaic label, I imagine. It was called smallpox to differentiate it from the great pox that was syphilis. Doctor? Well, the problem remains. If they were able to accurately tell the difference between cowpox, smallpox, syphilis, the great pox, and measles, and chickenpox, and scabies, what does scabies have to do with this? That's not even a virus. Thank God that you know the difference. But Professor Cruikshank got the impression from Jenner's own work and the literature of the times that the pearly pustules that Jenner praised like, well, priceless pearls, might actually have been scabies eruptions. That's what's wrong with you conspiracy nuts, always going off on tangents and inventing stuff. I didn't invent it. I read it in a first edition printed copy of Professor Cruikshank's work that was based on Jenner's own writing. I don't believe a word of it. Oh, so then it's faith. Are you a religious nut? What did you call me? I didn't call you anything. I merely asked if you were a triggerable vaccine zealot who merely believes what he has been told with no logic, critical thinking, or rational rigor applied to what you have been given. History has shown the miracle of Jenner's work. Miracle indeed. To take unknown pus from an unknown lesion, call it one thing when it is not, and have the entire world cured of a killer plague. I would indeed lump that in there with the bleeding statues of the Virgin Mary. Why do you keep going on about this business of calling it what it is not? Jenner cured smallpox with his vaccine. We would still vaccinate against smallpox today, but it has been eradicated. Yeah, that's another excellent topic you bring up, but let me address the first part and we'll come back to it. Jenner had a theory that horse grease was the source of smallpox, and so it worked its way up through the species into cows as cowpox and smallpox into humans. Did you know that Jenner used swinepox on his first son when he was an infant? Jenner was deathly afraid of exposure to his second son by a miscreant doctor who had just come back from treating smallpox, so he vaccinated his second son with smallpox. Sure, that's the record on his second son. Which, again, is pretty weird that a guy who invented cowpox substitute for smallpox used smallpox on his son to protect him from smallpox, just like you'd said earlier. Don't put words in my mouth. I'm not. They flopped out themselves. But that was his second son. His first son was experimented on with the swinepox, and then Jenner later went on to murder James Baker to try to prove his theory of horse grease. Preposterous! Edward Jenner saved millions of lives! Yeah, you keep repeating that line that you learned from a rabbi who was a contemporary of Jenner. Anyway, horse grease didn't work just like you said it wouldn't. Swinepox didn't work just like you said it wouldn't. But supposedly the cowpox did, and now we're free of a plague.
That's right.
But what is the cowpox?
Not that again!
Doctor, you are a doctor. Did you ever even study the supposed science of vaccines? Stanford did the gene sequence to find out that vaccinia, which is what they call it, is not cowpox or smallpox, but a hybrid virus that they can't even determine the origin of.
That doesn't matter. They have purified the original substance and used it repeatedly under strict laboratory conditions, and that is the only reason you are alive today, giving me grief.
Grief? Oh dear, do you need some psych meds to go with your BP pills?
I've had about enough of your disrespect.
The feeling's mutual. You claim that an unknown substance that is not the disease in question can cure a specific disease, and not only that, but eradicate it from the face of the planet, the whole while claiming that in order to cure specific diseases like measles, that you must use the exact thing. You claim to know all about the history and pathology of vaccinations without ever having once read a single word out of a book that bears the same name. Now, the disrespect is that you think I and others are fucking stupid. Just a minute. You also claim that using the unknown substance that was not the disease in question eradicated the plague from the world.
It did. History shows that.
Let's change gears here and just go to a non-lethal disease like measles.
Measles kills!
Sure, I'll grant you that if you were a bloated-bellied child in a third world country dying of malnutrition.
Measles kills in the developed world, too.
Okay, I'll hold you to that. Provide the stats when we're done. My point is this. Measles vaccine cures measles and eradicated that disease too.
No, you've got all that wrong too. You need a measles booster to protect you from the measles because it wears off. That's why everyone needs constant vaccines against measles to confer herd immunity.
Oh, thanks for that, because that addresses the two open points. First, vaccination wears off, whereas naturally acquired measles confers immunity for life. Plus, everyone needs to be vaccinated because you pirated the study on herd immunity in natural measles populations.
What do you mean, pirated?
A.W. Hedrich studied natural measles outbreaks that confers lifetime immunity and wrote a paper on it in 1933. The vaccine polluters co-opted that to pretend that the same dynamics occur in a vaccinated population when you just admitted that vaccines wear out. So why not just get natural measles?
The work and loss of school time would be astronomical.
Is that all you're concerned about is economics?
Certainly not, you klutz! You can get severe brain inflammation from wild measles virus.
You mean like getting autism from the shot?
Vaccines do not cause autism!
Medics, we got some apoplexy here. Calm down, Herbert. You just told us that live measles virus is used in the measles shot.
That's so, but it's attenuated.
But measles virus is a myelin basic protein mimic, meaning that there will be cross-reaction to brain tissue if it's injected.
No, no, no! You got it all wrong! The wild measles can provoke the host to attack their own brain. The vaccine strain does not.
And because they have different antigens?
No, the antigens are the same!
So you're saying that a vaccine can cause autoimmunity to the brain?
I did not say that, and stop trying to twist my words. Vaccines are safe and effective and do not cause autism.
I'm sure that John Rappaport agrees with you on that final point. Thank you, doctor. Would you like a blood pressure cuff?
Just get on with this nonsense.
Indeed, exactly as you say. So you're telling me that a live, not attenuated, cow pus cowpox thingy eradicated a killer plague.
That's right, through mandatory vaccination problems that would shut up people like you.
Sure, good. And tell me about this herd immunity thing. How many people need to have your forced vaccinations for it to work?
There has to be at least 90% compliance or you will put others at risk.
Okay, 90%. What percentage of the entire planet do you estimate were vaccinated for smallpox before it was declared eradicated around 1978? Doctor? Doctor? He walked away.
This was a vaccine roundtable discussion between Patrick Jordan and a medical doctor who seems to have left the studio. Stay tuned to this channel for the best in learned discussions on topics that affect you most.
Doctor?
Doctor? Bugger off!